Here is SBS Radio Hmong program, and today we have the CEO of the Change Ready, Simon Rountree. He has different experience. He is also an expert about change leadership, workplace wellness, and he actually set up or founded the Change organization Ready. Apart from that, he is also someone who has a lot of experience and has involved with many businesses, especially Telstra, Westpac, and with a true experience. He has helped the Australian organization department as well as business as well. So during this uncertain situation of a global economy, people are going to be redundant. People may lose their job. We don't know what the global economy is going to look like, as many businesses are preparing their restructure in order to keep the business going. So can you tell us more about how is the current job will be in decades' time, that what should we prepare ourselves, or what should we reskill ourselves so we are not redundant, or we are ready for the future? Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Look, there is no doubt that over the next sort of 10 to 15 years, the job sector is absolutely going to change. And it's estimated that approximately 40% of jobs that exist today in sort of 10 to 15 years' time will actually disappear due to advancements in technology. So that's going to have a massive impact on the workforce across a number of industries such as manufacturing, retail, transportation and many other industries. So what we really need to do is make sure that we're starting to prepare people today for those changes that are going to happen in the next few years and over the next decade. Certainly there are things that you can do in terms of upskilling yourself, making sure that we are constantly learning and developing and looking for new skills to add to our portfolio of skills that we've currently got. And so that's going to be a big advantage for you going forward in terms of the marketplace if you're in the situation where you become redundant.
But according to this current situation, both main political parties seems to blame each other, like, because of you don't do ABC, whatever. The situation is like this at the moment. So what should the government actually do apart from the organization who may need to retrain their workers, workforce, or personally, we have to take our own responsibility to upgrade our skills?
Look, politics will always play a part in the job market, as will economic factors and technology. So politics is one perspective that's going to have an impact on the job market, but there are many others as well. It's really important for people to look at not just be stuck in what am I losing, but potentially what can we gain through the changes that come about in the workforce due to technology advances and things like that. So where I mentioned before, there at the moment there's going to be pressure across areas like manufacturing and retail in terms of job losses. But in going forward, there's actually going to be opportunities that are created with new jobs happening in the sectors such as health, technologies, finance, tourism, media and entertainment. They're all going to be creating jobs that are built around the changes that are happening in the workplace now. So if you're currently in a retail perspective where you think your job may be threatened in the next few years or in future years, have a look at the skills that you've got today and see where your skills might be transferable across other industries. So within retail, you might be able to transfer your skills across to, say, tourism, media or entertainment, or even into the health sector. So don't be stuck in the idea that your skills are just keeping you into one industry. Your skills are actually can be used across many different industries. So it's always worthwhile spending time to have a really good close look at how transferable your skills are.
Do you think that there are programs that really get Australian workforce to be trained, to be ready for either current profession or future jobs? As many experts has came out, or reports has came out, that the current education system or either the current job training system is not ready for the future.
Training is always essential. It's a big part of our learning and development, and there are technical training that people can do. Another perspective that's going to be really important within the job market going forward is actually training around more creative type areas, and certainly emotional intelligence. So people gaining skills in being able to deal with people, and working collectively and collaboratively in teams is going to be really important, because that part needs to actually work hand in hand with the new jobs that are created because of technological changes. So training from a technical perspective is one thing, but also having the people skills and problem-solving skills and critical thinking skills and collaboration skills are also going to be equally as important going forward within the job market.
Your organization also mentioned some program about Orange or Change. Can you elaborate more about that, apart from making sure that people, the workforce, are really engaged, they are resilient, they are agile, and can adjust to change, can get the most out of their skills to make the organization they're working for more productive?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important when dealing with change that we as individuals and collectively as teams, that we can have the skills and tools to be really resilient, so that when adversity comes our way or challenges come our way, we just don't give up, that we can actually work through those challenges and adversity and then have the skills and resiliency to bounce back and bounce back quickly. So resiliency is actually a skill that you can learn. So we all have a certain level of resiliency in our lives, and resiliency comes about because of the experiences that we have growing up and the circumstances that we're brought up in. That gives us a baseline for our resiliency. Mm-hmm. But resiliency actually is a skill you can learn. So you can actually learn to take wherever your level of resiliency is now and build it up even higher, so that you have a greater ability to deal with change and adversity and bounce back. So resiliency is one great skill to have. Emotional intelligence is another beautiful skill to have, which helps you deal with change and adversity in your life. And emotional intelligence, in essence, is really about understanding the impact that emotions have on you and also the impact that they have on others around you. So people who can understand that are able to manage their emotions and therefore their reactions and their behaviours, and move those to a more positive thinking and acting perspective than a negative or pessimistic point of view. So they're two really great skills, resiliency and emotional intelligence, to help you deal with adversity and change in your life.
Those aspects are very, very important. But when we talk about change, people tend to uphold to their routine that they get used to, and change is very, very challenging. So how do people get themselves ready so they can move forward?
Yeah, certainly dealing with change is a massive challenge for all of us, because as human beings, we're creatures of habit, and we certainly like our routines. But just because change is coming doesn't necessarily mean it's going to have a negative impact on you. So it's about being open. It's about being open to new challenges and new opportunities that come your way. So, for example, the job that you have today, no matter what the circumstances are, if you move on to another job, it actually may not be the same job or type of job. It may be something completely different. It doesn't mean that that is worse for you. It could actually be better. So the way you think and deal with change is really important to how you behave in relation to it. So one of the things is, just because your routine you have today doesn't mean that routine can't change and be a better routine in the future.
Do you have any final comments to leave to the audience, Austrian business or either Austrian governments? What should every party do in order to get the most out of workforce, get business rolling, and have a policies in place that can stimulate economic growth?
I think the most part for stimulation within businesses is for businesses to be completely transparent with their stakeholders. So the businesses that are open to change, are looking for innovation and creativity, whilst at the same time looking for engagement and feedback from their stakeholders, are the ones that tend to grow and prosper and flourish the best. So that's what we need within our businesses, is businesses to be open to change, but being absolutely transparent in how they're going to do it, and making sure that they are communicating with their stakeholders and empowering their stakeholders to help build that change. And that makes a big difference for all businesses.
Okay, thank you very much for your insights and your thoughts into change into the future. So we are ready for job change or redundancy or whatever situation that might come our way.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Simon Rentry from Change Ready.